KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a thunder shower, and it's 59 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 70. So far, as of 7 a.m., our 24-hour rainfall total amounted to 1/10 of an inch. Showers and thunderstorms continue to fall. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Two people riding a motorcycle were injured during a collision between the cycle and a deer Tuesday night west of Griswold. According to dispatch reports, the accident happened just before 10 p.m. on Highway 92. Griswold Fire and Rescue, along with medevac ambulance, were called to the scene near the apple orchard west of Griswold. Additional information was not immediately available. And one person was transported to the Cass County Hospital following a single vehicle accident at around 7:40 p.m. Tuesday on 22nd Street near the Sundance Apartments. Dispatch reports at the time indicated a vehicle struck a light pole at the location and that a man was outside the vehicle laying on the ground. Officials on the scene said a westbound Jeep went out of control and entered the south ditch before hitting the utility pole. The SUV then came to rest on its wheels. The victim was transported by medevac ambulance to the hospital. The accident remained under investigation. Officers were assisted at the scene by Cass County Sheriff's deputies and personnel from Atlantic Fire and Rescue, along with medevac. The National Weather Service just a few minutes ago issued a special weather statement about a strong storm that may produce small hail here in Cass County. They say that just before 7 a.m., Doppler radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm near Atlantic, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Half-inch diameter hail is possible with this storm, along with locally heavy rainfall, and that may lead to localized flooding, so be sure not to drive your vehicle through the flooded roadways. A text message distracted a driver Monday afternoon in Atlantic, resulting in a collision. Atlantic police said Dylan Russell of Atlantic was cited for failure to provide proof of insurance, driving while suspended and following too close after the collision on 7th Street just east of Pine. He was also given a warning for use of an electronic communication device. Russell was driving behind a vehicle that was driven by Tiffany Winford of Atlantic when the accident happened at around 3:25 p.m. Monday. Authorities say Russell told officers he looked down at a text message and when he looked back to the road saw Winford had slowed down, but he was unable to stop in time. There were no injuries reported. Damage from the collision amounted to $3,100. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday also that 21-year-old Angel Knowles of Atlantic was arrested Monday on Cass County warrants for delivery of a controlled substance, both marijuana and methamphetamine. Knowles was also charged with a probation violation. She was booked into the Cass County Jail. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer on Tuesday said an Audubon woman was arrested Monday for a child endangerment. 25-year-old Cassandra Burcham Hoagland was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held pending an appearance before a magistrate. There were no other details released. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson reports a Crawford County man was arrested early Tuesday morning on two outstanding Audubon County warrants. 37-year-old Spencer Ray Lyle of Manila was taken into custody at around midnight, and he faces two counts of revocation of probation for allegedly violating the terms of his probation that followed a November 26 sentencing on two counts of possession of controlled substance, second offense. Lyle was arrested at a residence in Audubon and transported to the Audubon County Jail, where his bond was set at $4,000. Audubon police assisted in conducting the arrest. Lyle is set to appear in district court Monday afternoon, May 22nd. Authorities in Montgomery County say three people were arrested Tuesday. Red Oak police say 69-year-old Linda K. King of Red Oak was arrested at around 3 p.m. for theft in the fifth degree in connection with the alleged theft on Monday from a grocery store of items valued less than $200. King was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. Red Oak police also arrested 27-year-old Carly Marie Whiteacre of Red Oak on an active Montgomery County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Whiteacre was taken into custody at around 3:50 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $150. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies last night arrested 39-year-old Samuel Joseph Norris of rural Red Oak for domestic abuse, assault, and child endangerment. Norris was being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail pending a court appearance. And the Iowa State Patrol said Tuesday a man had been critically injured when he was struck by a vehicle Sunday night as he stood by his vehicle, which was partially on the traveled portion of a road in Guthrie County. The accident happened east of Yale around 9:37 p.m. Sunday. Authorities say 38-year-old Curtis Moorhead, whose residence was listed as Perry but also reportedly lived in Jamaica, was outside of his vehicle on eastbound County Road F-25 just west of Wink Avenue Sunday, and he was putting gas into the tank of his vehicle when he was struck by a van driven by Misty Mast. Afterward, Moorhead was transported by helicopter to a hospital in Des Moines, where he was last reported to be in critical condition. One adult and three children were in Moorhead's vehicle when the accident happened, but no one else was injured. The incident remains under investigation. In the funeral announcements, Andrew Andy Fredrickson, age 66, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. Two gatherings to celebrate the life of Andy Fredrickson will be held. One will be on May the 19th in the Elbow Room here in Atlantic from 5 until 7 p.m. The second at Nishna Hills Golf Club on May 22nd from 6 until 8 p.m. Again, both are here in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family with arrangements. Galen Hansen, age 73, of Exira, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Following cremation, there will be a private family service held for Galen Hansen at a later date in the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. William G. Beatty, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for William Beatty are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Mardell Harris, age 95, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Mardell Harris are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.